Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jamie Martinelli, Kate, Gabrielle Brereton, Aidan Graham, Marcus Bolton, Ellen Torrey, Jeb Kenobi, Felix, Jamie Levine, Omer Fiddler, Rhea, Artie, Davis Doherty, Annie Spencer, Manon, Jai Aldiar, Stephanie Leacock, Lydia Campbell, Erin, Mars J. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 148 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Slaher and Altahan.
Birthday girl! Happy birthday!
It's Sel's birthday.
Weirdly enough, I think
I'm
it's going to be...
The
I think it's going to be Lydia's birthday for about 4 weeks.
Yeah!
Give or take.
I reckon three, if I'm honest.
Oh, we'll see.
You're celebrating me. It's just an annual festival. Okay, now. Also playing Cell Cyborg.
And
Azu.
Yeah, you're in here. You're in here. It's all good.
I am, certainly.
So,
on the floor.
Azu just broken through the fourth wall. Kill him for us, Azu. Only you can save yourself this way.
Are you kidding me? If Azu broke through the wall, Azu would take me aside and go, listen, I know you're playing the big man, but is everything okay? And I'd be like, hug me, Azu! Hug me. I need the hug. No one's giving me hugs.
It's the weird thing, though, that we think Azu is the lovely, kind, caring one. And she is. But she also has killed a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
these are not mutually exclusive things for me.
The kindest of murderers.
Yeah.
Oh, I just meant focused. I can just get on board with that level of focus, you know?
Well, just like, this is why I try and cast Detect Evil quite a lot.
Oh, what, just to make sure the people you kill deserve it?
Yes, Ben.
Foam at the mouth, axe in the midair. Oh, hang on, sorry. Ping. No, go on. Can't find it.
You're just neutral. So.
Can't believe you're being Judge Judy in execution. Such a good line.
Also, we are very much in a weird energy again, because that's just how we're rolling at
I'm
the moment.
I'm so hungover.
So, picking up, though, on where we left off... What was horrible is watching my big beefy boy not quite manage to kill anyone.
I'm the only beefy boy here.
I did explicitly say lanky more than beefy, didn't
That's
I?
True.
Gangling, in fact, with the extra elbows and stuff. A bulbous was the word
like
I used.
Like unto a bulb.
Like unto a bulb. Speaking of which, said gangling creature like unto a bulb within the underwater facility within which you are all currently extant. It has collapsed, leaving you all in a large boss-shaped, like, obviously boss-shaped room. Mm-hmm. I am going to do one thing which listeners will pick up on, which is I'm going to skip past them eliminating the remaining blobs for one simple reason. I think every single party member, including Skrark, can one-hit kill them.
Kill the goo.
Because you know what happens if they get you anyway? I can reveal it now.
What?
They just make you stand still and laugh.
Cement. A little cement.
They just make you stand still and laugh.
Oh, that's so nice!
That's actually... That would actually be...
You would have all been...
I think the plan was while being punched by, you know...
No, the ideal would be one of you, Azu, would have definitely been killed whilst everyone else laughed. But here we are.
We have...
I don't even respect your craft!
I
can't believe that you were like, oh, didn't take anyone out. You were looking at me!
Oh, yeah.
You aimed that terrible bulb monster at me.
Everyone gets a chance to shine, okay?
No, I didn't even shine! Hamid had to kill it for me!
I said everyone, not necessarily every time. Speaking of which, you're inside a large dome room standing up above, I'd love to say the word corpse, shattered remnants of a thing that never should have been.
Jumble sale.
Jumble sale, better, much better.
Junkyard.
So as it stands...
No. Junkyards might have things that still have some purpose. So you We're talking about like... back at the primary school, sponsored by the local estate agent.
I tell you, you know what? I said I'd start, and then I have to say this anyway. I actually went to a jumble sale recently. Turns out jumble sales in a post-internet world, you know, where eBay is a thing, much sadder affairs than they used to be. Aww. I remember them being much more joyous and full of actual things. Now it's just people that don't understand how the internet works.
Aww.
It has a new sad element to it. It's not good.
Oh, dear.
Also, lots of stolen power tools, but that's a story for another time. Like, literally a mound as big as a car of stolen power tools. That's a thing. But moving on. You are now facing a, quote, jumble sale in the middle of this large underwater facility, having just dispatched the last of the things.
Oh, goodies! Cell wants to, I assume it would be a craft alchemy, see if there are any valuable bits.
No, that would be a perception to search the body.
Okay.
Craft alchemy would be to identify, like, from what is salvageable, okay. Like, what's good, what's not.
I mean, they're a bit distracted, so they only rolled a 17.
17, okay. I'm going to give you the bad news first. Dragon emit, look at my dragon breath, has pretty much rendered the thing into a paste.
Is everyone okay?
Most of it's gone.
I think, well...
Good news.
Alive.
Ooh, with one notable exception. The brain orb appears completely intact, though extremely sooty.
Unplug it.
There's nothing to unplug. It's literally, like, basically freestanding amidst the pile of garbage.
Okay, just gonna hold that under my arm like a bowling ball.
The ball itself is about the size of your torso. The brain inside is quite small, the bulb itself quite large. Maybe even the size of Azu's torso. Anyone... It's hefty, you know?
Oh, okay.
What do you need, Azu?
Who else is hurting?
I'm a little bit. Cell, you okay. Doing okay?
Oh, what? Yes.
Are you sure? I think you did get
stumbles
hit.
Away from the...
Right.
Or, yeah, I mean, Cell is down to 6 hit points.
Allow me, I can do it.
Skrark, are you okay? Skrark?
Skrark is currently scrambled down from the balcony, run up to Azu, and is kind of tugging on Azu's armour.
Hello.
Skrark! And holds out the health potion that Hamid gave him earlier.
Oh. No, you should... You
no,
should
don't
keep
use
that.
It at all. Come on, Hamid, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Right.
I think Skrark pulls a face at Ben's character. I'd love to say Zolf, but no. Skrark explicitly pulls a face at Ben's character.
He just forces his face out into
weird. This is just weird.
It matters to me.
Everyone gets 17 hit points back.
Including Skrark?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, unless Skrark is undead, at which point I kill Skrark.
Skrark leaves the room for an unexplained reason. Canonically, Skrark is not. Just FYI, Skrark.
Skrark is not.
Yes, because if
what?
Skrark... If Skrark,
he's unbeing.
Genuinely, if Skrark was undead, I've just killed him.
I know. That's why, canonically, Skrark is not. I believe Skrark may have healed one hit point, which is the entire damage Skrark has taken Hey-oh. Since the start.
Okay.
Does anyone need any more healing? I mean...
Yeah, I could use a little bit, but...
I mean, okay. I guess I'm kind of... I'm not at my best.
Come over here.
But... Right, I'll go over
you
there.
You never ask. I'm going to...
Hamid stops being invisible.
Boom.
Oh, good.
Oh, you were just also, talking, weren't you?
Sarah's also still has massive battle.
Oh, yeah, you're still...
Fangs. Another hour of this. Okay. I'm going to do a lay on hands on you and a lay on hands on you.
That's Hamid and Sel.
No,
that's Zolf.
I misread the thumb.
Cell feels leathery. Which is 4d6 Ooh. I need a couple more.
Thank you.
your dice rejected. Oh.
Solid.
I can't count. 18. Suddenly. Okay.
I liked it better when you rolled low.
Okay. And then one for you.
These inferior healers
No. Lay on Hands is great, but just not for massing.
14.
You get 14 back.
Thank you very much.
And then
You seem to be out of your slump finally.
I'm now out of my Lay on Hands. Also, Zolf and Sel, if you were deceived, enfeebled, or poisoned, you are no longer any of those.
Now, I am going to announce things to audience for people who are tracking, because it's just going to be easier. We have decided to level between sessions because, let's be honest,
it takes ages.
You earn it. However, I'm going to be a little bit mushy about
pretty
it because
sure
I don't.
Level 10.
I don't like. Ooh, I can take him away. negative energy is a thing, Bryn. It hasn't been for you, but it will be.
I sit in this room.
I can prepare restoration, so.
Kill the cleric first.
No!
I mean, yes. That's the rule.
Absolutely.
If there's a wizard, you kill the wizard. If there's a cleric, you kill... Yeah.
Alex, if I get to level 11, that's when I get wings. Just so you know. There's some really good art of Hamid with wings. And do you know how sad it would make everyone if it never happened?
I really want it not to happen. Mm. So everyone has leveled, but as I have said before, I am going to be a little bit mushy with it in that for the sake of speed, we've already tallied up a bunch of like the core stats and so on. I am going to tell people now, if you have picked new spells and other big shiny bells and whistles, those aren't going to trigger until you've actually had a rest.
Rude!
So.
I wanted to plane our shift out of here.
Do I still...
There's a reason I'm forbidding it until you rest, Ben.
Wait, everybody, sleep for 8 hours and we'll plane our shift out of here.
Do I still get my extra mercy?
Yes. Okay. So by big bells and whistles, I'm going to allow you that one. I'm talking more like planar shifting away. Specifically, there's a reason that you haven't been leveling past this dungeon yet. Because it's a bloody nightmare.
Let's go say hi to Hades.
Played a campaign where people did that and they waited till the heat death of the universe because he was a very busy god. Okay, what are you doing now?
I'm going to investigate the rest of the weird organ console. So this creature ripped themselves out of the organ console.
So, in combat, to your eyes, it looked like they ripped themselves out. No. This was not a case of the console, like, reforming itself. This was a thing that was built into it.
Yeah.
It appears to be, to your eye, since you're not an engineer of this kind of thing, I want you to imagine, like, the biggest iPod dock imaginable. That, I guess.
Sure. And there's the two columns filled with bubbling liquid.
Well,
now that I've
half full now.
Now that I've seen the brain in the orb in the centre of this machine,
orb.
I want to investigate these columns more closely because I think they might be the same as the columns full of nutrient jelly and brains that we saw under a certain landmark in Paris.
Understood. I'm not going to get you to do a check. No. They are bright green. The ones underneath Paris were not. Like, these are, like, lurid green. Also, if you remember, you did detect magic in this room.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't detect the weird combination of necromantic and other stuff, which did characterise Mr. Sealing.
Yes.
Because Mr. Sealing was, like, necromantic plus enchantment plus a little bit of divine, which is weird. This does not have that. This is purely mundane.
So you just really like brains and putting them in vats?
There's no. Did I say there were brains in those vats? I don't think.
There's a brain in an orb.
There's one.
There's a brob.
Brobs and brats are not the same thing.
I don't like what I've started.
Zell is gonna like be trying to move the borb and just be like, "Show him. Showing you in there."
He's just rolling it around.
Multiple languages, like trying to look in and.
So the brain within the orb.
Yeah.
Has a couple of like basically electrodes upon it, we'd recognize them as that, running out to. There's some apparatus built into the orb, not much. Like, there's some
little hands.
Basically, there appears to be like a dock for it to plug into the rest of the stuff at the bottom. There might be space for little feet and something, but we're not talking a lot. Like,
it's
big
not
orb,
walk off.
Big orb, nah, itty bitty living space. Okay. There you go.
So, what do we do with.
I don't know how you're gonna question him.
Yeah, hang on a minute. This is some Mr. Sealing stuff, I say, looking at Hamid.
It does look a bit like that. I found some...
Is my English failing me here?
No.
There was a...
Brain-based intelligence underneath Paris. One of the reasons... Yeah, it was...
I think they smashed it.
Can everyone give me a perception check?
Yes. Hey, it's a nat 20. Starting well.
Wait, are we using our new checks?
Yes, like I said.
If it's basically passive, yes. Activated, no. Yeah.
Bingo! Yeah,
28.
Okay.
21.
29.
Now that you're all, now that you're all looking at it...
27.
You notice that one of the hemispheres of the brain is riddled with blue veins. Only one of the hemispheres.
Oh, wait. Oh. Tell her any of that.
Oh. Should we just take this back to Wild?
No. Oh, no. We need to get rid of this now.
Well, surely we need to find out more about it, as long as it can't...
We can't touch it.
Yeah.
So
all right. Well, look. Yeah. Sure. All right. Can somebody do some examinations on it without going in, without breaking open that orb?
I mean, I can look at it, but I'm not
Can you
really
give me a knowledge engineering?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a genuine question, not like an expectation.
14.
14. Things that you know with a 14. This thing's pretty self-contained. Short of him maybe putting some explosives in there to, like, explode himself, you couldn't really fit much in there. It's not going to be walking away. It doesn't really have space for any big, elaborate surprises in there. You do think that you could probably rig it up, like, to connect to stuff. However, that traditionally is where problems can come, unless you... Like, think AI in a box. It's fine to have the brain in an orb, and it's fine to maybe attach the brain in an orb to a speaker at a push. Mm. Plugging it into anything else, you're asking for it to take over the radio and come and get you.
Sel explains this, but at a much longer length.
Sure.
But, but also points out that, like, I mean, really, if I were to design this, I would put in, like, little retractable legs so that at least, even if your whole body is, can just...
Then I've got to say, I'm really glad you didn't design this. Because, look, just to be very clear, we still don't know how this stuff spreads. Like, people go in... They come out wrong. Like, we do not know how this happens.
I found a bunch of paperwork.
Right.
In the study. I didn't have time to go through it all. There might still be more there.
In Japanese?
Oh,
I don't even remember what language. It wasn't in Japanese, because you said I could understand it.
Well, to go into more detail now you got time to think, there was a combination. Most of the stuff you were looking at was actually in English. However, good tracts of it were in Japanese as well. Also, there was some French in there. Yeah. A little bit of Czech.
It's a mix of languages. I don't speak Japanese, but I spoke the others. But also, I was able to recognise some of it because it references some of the work we've seen before.
The stuff that was most familiar was also in the most familiar languages. Yeah. Shocker.
So, right. You know, there was some similarities with the Francois Henri research we saw and even with Liliana's on power sources.
Have you still got that notebook?
Yeah.
Right, well... Let's have a look at it was so long ago. The
little paper crane.
The squid ink.
And the message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go.
Right, I'm going to get it out and look at it and see if, like, there's any handwriting similarities, paper quality similarities. Like, we got this thing to say, like, oh, man, the Japan is a place we want to go, so...
Do you have any relevant skills? I can give you some info anyway, but do you have any relevant skills?
Linguistics to recognise handwriting, I think.
While this is happening, Azu is going to just go and sit on the floor.
An acceptable response to the current situation. Yeah.
What skills would you be looking for? Like, I don't know. I have a bunch of stuff, but...
Certain knowledges, linguistics, basically anything that's paperwork related, I can give you some extra stuff.
Oh, I actually do have linguistics. Oh,
linguistics would be real useful.
Yeah, great. I actually did put a rank in it. That's a 12.
Yeah, it's probably the same hand. It's a bit hard to tell because the writing on the more recent documents is... There has been a fundamental shift in the way that they are writing. Like, it's gotten significantly more erratic in the spelling. Right. Like, you can say, even if you don't speak Japanese, that character's clearly meant to be that character. That one's wonky.
Yeah.
So you think it's probably the same person, assuming, for instance, that Shoin has completely gone off the deep end.
Yeah, so it's in Japanese, the message.
So
the original message.
We had it translated at one point, but I think it was, yeah.
So... Other things that you know, I'm just going to run through it.
It's great, because it's been a year and a half as old and so very long.
It's fine. I'm not even going to bother digging up the original note because it's buried in an archive somewhere. things that it might be the same ink. I mean, ink's kind of hard to tell unless you do a full analysis. It's the right colour.
Ah,
you know.
Black.
Cell peers over your shoulder.
It's the same ink. Like you just get that for free. It's definitely the same ink.
Hey, cool! Am I the same person?
Right. Oh, is this a?
Well, it's at least the same ink. That's,
really great.
And in terms of
what does this say? And I'll hand sell the Japanese because
can
read it.
Please give me a knowledge alchemy. I'll let you pick knowledge alchemy or knowledge engineering. Sorry, craft alchemy or knowledge engineering, whichever you prefer.
Craft alchemy, definitely.
Then go for it.
I have so much alchemy.
27.
You understand most of it? There are a couple of bits that you don't, even with a 27, but you can take an educated guess that they are because they are things that have not been discovered elsewhere. And they are, like, self-contained knowledge. You know, things like, you know when people use, like, oh, yeah, it's an SOP, and you're like, I don't know what that acronym is. Like, I don't... Yeah. I have no frame of reference for this. So there's a bit of that. It is a piece of correspondence between Francois Henri, who appears to be a French gentleman, and Yoshida Shoin. It'll be about 3 years old, this correspondence. And the correspondence itself is, this is from the notebook specifically, it is talking about major breakthroughs in terms of the fluidic systems, and that Francois, you know, his work has been really, really instrumental, very, very helpful. And then it starts going into a lot of stuff that you know isn't alchemy, where it's like, ah, yes, we've had big, big leaps in terms of semiotic transference. And the semantic systems are just, they're really going. And the organic growth methods are definitely the way to go forwards. In terms of...
Nice potatoes.
In terms of distributed... like, I'm literally giving you the occasional phrasing, but in terms of distributed synthesis, the organic model is far superior. Semiotic transference is at about 86%, and we really think that we're probably going to be able to not only establish the transfer, but probably duplicate it.
So the tricky thing is... in game, working out how much of this Cell could explain before Zolf found it too boring.
Because I mean, ultimately, I think that's Ben's choice.
It is the sort of thing where they'd be like, "Well, we're not understanding what this is. This isn't useful because it isn't." So
Hamid will listen intently.
I mean, also I have linguistics, so I do understand what semiotic transference is.
Azu has checked out.
Ben's a bit wobbly, to be clear, but...
What's your knowledge religion, actually?
I hope I've got some. Yeah, I've got a rank in it.
Can you give me a knowledge religion, because you may have an additional insight?
Oh, that's a critical fail.
Well, a one.
Then you don't have an additional thing.
Just hate God so much.
I'm done with you.
They get in the way of all my good works.
So Cell sort of explains this and is like, so this Francois Henri guy, like, he seems really, really smart, really...
he's dead now.
Oh. Oh, well, you know, that's...
Like most of the people who get involved in this. So it looks like this is related to the Mr. Ceiling thing we were saying. I've come really London for some reason.
Hamid, can you give me a knowledge arcana for an additional insight? Because you've got a bit more experience on that angle.
I also have knowledge arcana.
I also have 18. Knowledge arcana.
I'm trying to distribute the knowledge a bit.
No, I want all of the rolls. No sharing. It's Ben time.
18.
I mean... I have 17 in knowledge arcana.
I'm giving it to
Hamid because
Hamid
he specifically studied this area.
Because Hamid also has the insight in that he read all of the notes that Sasha and he burned, amongst other things. So in there, you notice that, again, you're no expert. Francois' stuff seemed to be a lot of, like, outside in, like, taking stuff that's spread out and bringing it into one place. This one seems to be kind of focused on the opposite, taking things from one place and spreading it out. That's a big, abstract takeaway what you want.
We're cracking this conspiracy wide open.
Shoin has literally uploaded himself to the Matrix. I'm now
basically
convinced in what that is.
And you know what? I'm going to take a break whilst Ben's face continues to twitch.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. So,
and a bunch of this paperwork is about, like, the circulatory system. And I was like, you know, you said that the infection shows up in people's veins.
Oh, anyone have knowledge heal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alex is spreading out the knowledges. Alex keeps saying this.
Sorry. I will, yes. Azu, please.
What's your heal?
11.
13.
That's fine.
Wow! I just got a double bird.
This is what happens when Ben tries to steal other people's focus.
You said, does anyone have knowledge heal? And I said, yes.
He said,
I
looking,
answered your question
he said,
in
looking
good faith.
Meaningfully to Helen, knowing she had the highest, because he checked this before we played today. Spreading out my knowledges, Ben. Spreading out my knowledges.
Did you hit your head?
He's just weary with
what
us.
What's that about negative energy?
Give me the roll, Helen.
Okay.
And then fudge it so that Ben can really get sauce.
You might have a good heal check, but I'm still better at healing than you are. So,
Actually, in universe, you have pushed the very boundaries of medical science repairing Sasha up, don't forget.
Ayo.
And that went so well.
And the only one who knows that is Zulf.
she was only slightly dead.
That's one for me.
That's a 29 on a heal check.
Ooh, 29. Great.
That's all right. Okay.
I have a couple of info dumps for you.
Okay.
The first is he starts talking about circulation. You have a look at the paperwork. I mean, yeah, if the humanoid body was massive, like, he's talking about circulation, but, like, the scales are all wrong. Like, that's more circulation than you can fit in a person. Mm. Or even, like, 10 people.
Oh, you know, mate, your problem there, you've got too much blood.
Oh, now that's
just
a
someone like a balloon. Like,
no, 19th century medicine. Ah, the problem is too much blood.
Yes,
may I prescribe leeches?
I'm also, because you're all quite high, going to allow you an insight on the orb a little bit.
Oh, good.
But specifically the brain within the orb. Not the accoutrement around it, because that's just getting in the way.
Are they from two different heads? Are they?
No. Oh. However, you do know Alex is checking his biology one last time to make sure he does have it right and didn't put a typo in.
Has the corpus callosum been cut?
So, you notice... getting ahead of me a little bit here. First things that you notice, the left hemisphere is the one that's covered in veiny bits.
Okay.
Which, you know, a lot of people have started doing research saying that that's actually kind of more like your logic thinking bit. And then the right-hand side is your more creative bit. You also notice there's definitely damage between the two.
Oh, is that those the little...
That's
the little, yes.
There are cords that...
It also looks like, and again, this is kind of your first interaction with it.
Pretty sure it is.
It looks like the blue has come from the outside in, not the inside out.
That's a relief.
Okay. You said veins. This is too much volume for veins.
What?
If you put this much liquid into a normal size,
it's just there's too much branching.
Hang on a minute.
I mean, given the, look at the four of us, what's a normal sized person?
Well, no.
No, I mean you'd have to have like
a giant squid.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Or
maybe
like that's
how you make
giant
this thing.
Thing?
Yeah.
Pointing at this.
Oh, well, maybe that.
That's something very large.
How organic is this, or was it like a big
clanky
robot?
The jumble sail.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a rattly clanky jumble sail. There was.
So there's not organic.
No organics in it beyond
so
the brain.
So it was an animated, like.
There was
objects.
It was a table with attitude.
Constructed thing.
If this was in a humanoid shaped body, how big would that body be? Can you work that out?
Okay, Alex, you will be able to. Alex has to figure this out.
It's like 60 foot. You said that it was like 10 times the...
Yeah, it doesn't really work like that. By volume, you're talking like maybe a redwood tree?
Good grief.
But, however, also the circulation doesn't look right. It doesn't look right for a creature.
So it's not humanoid at all?
It's like you took a giant, like an actual, like a giant V5O foam giant, right? Smashed them into a pancake without messing around with the circulatory system and spread it out as wide as you could.
So it's like skin.
It's closer to like an enormous fungus.
I say it's sort of like...
But it's definitely a circulatory system because it's got valve markings and stuff.
That is
it's
deeply upsetting.
Yeah. Also, the brain, the blue veins on it have like got in somewhere and then spread.
So we think this brain is showing, right? I mean, that's the only logical.
So
no,
he was. Cell was translating most of everything Showin was saying. So they may not have made it completely clear how much of it was arguments with the shut up. So Cell explains this. Like, the whole way through, they would be like, oh, I'm a big puzzle master. Ha ha ha. I master the puzzles. I master, then be like, shut up. And now I know that's how most of us feel inside of our heads most of the time. But not usually out loud. So I thought maybe that was a clue and that there would actually be several people here. But no, but maybe if the veins are like a person and then they could be saying shut up all the time.
Oh.
Or they could be saying something and he could be saying shut up to them.
Right.
It came from a power struggle.
Yeah, and you said the connections between the hemispheres have been severed.
Well, it's damaged. It's
right, which could, yeah.
Information for Zolf. Just for free, like, no knowledge is required.
Am I allowed?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are allowed on this one. Oh,
thank you so much, Alex. Thank
you. I now just take it away just for the pleasure?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've never heard of anything like this tied to any of the blue vein stuff. People are either
this
veiny.
This is some weird gubbins.
Well, there are three stages. There are, you're just a person, like a normal person. You're in the sneaky pre-veiny stage where you've got to wait and then they're either veiny or they're not. Or they're veiny, they're not the person that they were. This is
right.
no reference for this.
This is something new. And I don't know if it's either an experiment or maybe it's some sort of preventative, like they got infected and had to do something to stop it, or if they were mucking about and seeing, or they invented the damn stuff. Like, I don't know. What I think, in retrospect, is we should take the orb, if it's sealed, Cell, right? Yeah?
Yeah, it has the power thing here. I'm just wondering whether the infection happened before they took the brain out of the body or after.
So what I'm thinking is we take it back, you build some sort of speaking apparatus, and we ask him.
I could absolutely do that.
Okay. Yeah, we want to keep it isolated, though.
It's already isolated itself.
Well, yeah, that's...
Should we look around a little bit as well?
I mean, I am pretty keen to get out of here when we can before we get attacked by that giant squid.
Well, yeah, but that's a question. Is the giant squid related to Shoeen? Was he controlling it? What can we work out, Cell? You'd be the best place to do this, but can we work out what else this console thing was connected to? What was he controlling from his little brain orb?
It looks like it's going to mix together different potions. These are all alchemical symbols.
Oh, right.
So as he was playing the, like, I don't know what this is supposed to look like, but...
Well, it sort of looks like a pipe organ, a little bit.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's like a musical instrument.
So they, by pressing all of those buttons, then things will mix together, and then you would get, like, whoop, then there'd be a little kind of potion. It's like, have you heard of 3D printing?
What?
It's very... So you try and
3D as in three dimensions?
Yes, so it happens...
What do you mean by printing? Like where
you tell a coral where to grow, and very slowly it forms a shape.
You mean like... Oh, yes.
Like sculpting.
Yeah.
Well, like printing is how they make books, you know, the printing press, and then... It's 3D, is it?
You do that over and over and over and over again.
And you, like, build up layers. That sort of makes sense.
Yeah. Mostly I do it by telling small microorganisms where to go.
That sounds really cool.
But I think you could mash up just about anything and then push it down. You could do it with wood. You could do it with hair. You could do it with snow, though that wouldn't last very long. Ice, I tried. I made a very, very nice thing last winter for the ice sculpturing context. Yes.
Right. So, let's maybe stay on target.
But it's still useful to know what Shoeen was controlling and what was able to control it. We don't want to be attacked by the squid.
No,
Cell just gives it a
look and a think. Let's stay on that target.
Yeah.
A look and a think.
Gives the wider mechanism that the punchy buttons...
Was the brain connected to anything else?
No. I know. Where is the fluid connected to?
Oh, the fluid that pumped out?
Mm.
Okay, yeah. I'll let you do an engineering check for that. This is just a plumbing
I also have a quick rules question. That was a 10-year-old. About previous week, Hammond was in this boss room before the rest of the party got there, and Shoeen was speaking, and I was interacting with him.
Mm-hmm.
Was he not speaking Japanese that time?
No.
Okay, good.
I think he did swap languages at some point.
Okay,
because
I thought maybe we forgot
that. No, it was explicitly brought up. Shoeen swapped to English at some point.
Excellent. Okay.
22.
As far as you can tell, some of it was used in some kind of activation method for the big robot. So the robot wasn't pumped full of it. Maybe some kind of catalyst.
Mm.
However, it looks like it's also been siphoned off elsewhere.
Mm.
Like, not in this room, downwards specifically. But again, if he's got something that's used for catalyzing reactions, it makes sense that you'd try and use it for more than one thing. That's as far as you're going to get with that check.
Any joy?
I mean, this is you looking at a UFO as a plumber going, yeah, I reckon I'll figure this out.
So, yeah, but Cell would.
this is a thing I am factoring in, which Cell is why I'm not just telling you no.
Cell is so far beyond the upper limit of human intelligence that they might as well.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, they are still capable of rolling poorly.
Yeah, true.
They are the UFO.
Yeah, so Cell's looking at this and
kind of... So I think... So this is a catalyst. It's not like this was gone in and that's powered the hydraulics. This is possibly analogous to a battery, you know? So maybe there was a store of energy in there somewhere.
Like
and
a
this
transfer
was used,
of power.
Quite possibly. But also maybe just to have a really cool light show, because sometimes, like, I have worked with alchemists before where you're trying to work out exactly backwards engineer exactly why the reaction, and they just added a reagent to make it sparkle because it's cool,
right?
You know, so you've always got to take that into account.
So this was all used to make that and pointing at the robot.
Some of it's going somewhere else, possibly to power something else, but that's
where is it going?
Down
that we need to go down then. We need to see where that goes, because this might not be, you know, we don't... If we ain't got to the bottom of this, I mean, literally. Yeah.
There is a sudden loud mechanical noise that I'm going to replicate, which is a... As you all look around to see what it is, you see that one of the chairs, one of the ones furthest from the big throny one, has suddenly just... Big, like, clamping arms have come out the side of it, and it's straightened out, and it's made as if it's to a slide with a hole at the bottom of the chair. Like, you know, like, slide down, kind of deposit a person style.
Do you think he can hear us?
Skrok crawls up from under the table.
Oh, well right. done.
Yeah, good work, Skrok.
It's a mechanism.
We didn't investigate the body either.
Right.
Goes down.
I
might have to explore that in a little while, Skrok.
Have a look at the body then. Although I assume it's just one of the party that, you know, died.
Mm. Yeah, but...
I'll go and look. I'm going to do a heal check on the body, I guess.
No, there's no body. What I'm saying is that the chair has...
No, we're talking about the cleric. That's
one. Oh, the one that exploded into pieces.
Oh,
yeah!
Got it.
Whoa, big reaction from people. Yeah. You can examine the body. It's going to take you longer because you've got to keep walking back and forth across the room.
All
right, okay.
I'm not joking. You could. You are actually just going to have to, like...
It was plugged into something. Like, what was it plugged into? Like, I still don't understand, like, how Shoin was talking to us through the rest of the complex.
This is all fine. I'm happy to answer these questions as long as you, like... Focus on things.
I mean, I still think there's a lot to work out here, is what I mean.
Okay. So my thought is that the Borb, like the word, by the way, when it was connected to the, like, Borbatronics...
We are the Borb. We'll be assimilated.
Bring us your seeds.
It's like a double dock system. Like, the brain was docked into the body, was docked into the seat, and then from that he could control everything.
Right.
Can we control it?
Engineering?
Not a brain in an orb.
No, I mean, he must have been giving orders to all the people back in the base. There's still a bunch of kobolds who are trapped there and, you know, basically enslaved. Like, there's still a lot.
All right, well, we'll go back to the base once we're out of this stay on target. The kobolds aren't important right now.
We might be able to issue an order, is what I mean. We might be able to fake being shown in. We could say, stop drugging the kobolds and stop and lay down your weapons. I mean,
all right, well,
we don't know what the capabilities are.
Azu, you take that half of the corpse and I'll take this half.
Okay.
You sneak in extra checks.
We look at bits of clerics. We could both do it anyway.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, rubbish. 20. 13.
Okay, it's been there a while. You aren't able to determine cause of death because it did explode. However...
But not explosion, importantly.
It is desiccated, meaning it was sat in that position for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You also, as you're examining carefully, I might add, see...
Yeah,
what
I don't want to be touching.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
It appears to be positively riddled with the dried remnants of blue veins subcutaneous, exactly as you'd have expected.
Right, as soon as I notice, I'm like, get away from it! Right.
What?
It's veins.
Oh!
It was infected.
None of you were touching it with bare hands or anything like that.
No.
I'm not expecting saves, but...
Even though my hands are basically bare hands.
Right. Okay.
You have the right to bare arms.
Yeah.
And you've taken that right.
I'm exercising it!
Okay, at this point, let's do what we need to do here and wrap up. I want to get out of this room and away from that.
Oh, yeah. Then, okay, let's...
Do we go
Let's see
down...
if we can work out what other things this...
Can you
console
send,
can control?
You have lights, right? Can you send the lights down the chute and we can look at what's in the space that's underneath this table?
Skrok, Skrok disappears under the table. Like, just...
Skrok, are you okay?
Little buddy!
It has sort of, like, struts and so on, so he literally just disappears under the table. You start hearing the sounds of things breaking.
Ooh! Azu's going to go and, like, look down the chute.
We should still see if we can work out what other capabilities this console might have. It still might be the... you know, it's, if this is where Sherwin was based, if this is where he was issuing orders,
all right,
we still might be able to work out
okay.
what else was going on. So, in this would you mind having a look? Complex.
At the yes, another look. Yes, I can. I can do that. Yes. So has another look.
I am. No, it's fine. I'm going to allow this as completely separate because you're looking for completely separate things. I need a knowledge engineering specifically for how does this interact with
the stuff.
I would like to assist. I will not have knowledge engineering, but I did spend an entire week studying Mr. Ceiling's controls of the Mr. Ceiling facility, and I gained enough knowledge of that to be able to shut him off.
Gosh. You know what? That's a fair point. I'll allow that. Contextually, that makes sense.
The memory on him.
Sorry, he worked out it was a big red off button. That there was so literally
I give you plus two by assisting.
Okay, so that's...
I should roll three.
29.
Yeah, I'll give you plus two.
31.
Ooh, that's a DC
borderline. Yeah, it is.
Yay!
Yeah. So, Hamid may have just tipped you over the top by pointing out, in your defence, something that's completely illogical. Why would you do that? That's just inefficient. Clearly, from your eye, oh yeah, Francois Henri's thing did that. Like, the you know what it was? The lateral movement joystick. It was on the right instead of the left. Like, what? What you find is Hamid's hunch is right. This thing probably does connect in with the rest of the complex, and you reckon you could jury-rig it, maybe not to accept, like, inherent orders, like, short of plugging yourself into it, like, finding a way to make your brain talk to it.
Cell is tempted.
Yeah.
I love Cell.
You are certainly able, you reckon, given probably half an hour, you would be able to rig something up so that you could speak and it'll come out as... As close to showing as makes a difference.
Also, maybe just a big red off button here. If there's a big red off button, I wouldn't object to pushing that.
There doesn't appear to be a big red off button in this one.
Cell explains all of this. While so deep in the mechanism that a lot of the time you can't actually see anything except elbows and hair clanking.
So what you're saying is you can hook yourself into the PA system.
I'll make a little microphone. I'm not going to plug it into my brain. That would take a little more prep work, probably. Just because my brain
is quite useful.
Your brain's
probably quite good where it is, to be honest.
You've done brain work before.
I've thought about moving it.
You've done brain work before. The problem is you reach a certain point of brain work and then you can't use the brain you're working on to work on the brain and you get a recursive problem.
So the problem is I would need one of you to do the operation.
Wait, no, hang on a minute. Like,
I can train you in brain. It just takes a while.
What are we actually going to gain access to? Is it just the speakers?
Yeah.
Right, well, that's what... There's no use in that.
That's not a lot of... So let's... Can we turn anything else off from here?
You reckon... I'll give you this for free. You reckon you could probably turn most of the place off from here.
It's a unit
system. It is just a case of going, well, I mean, that cable connects here, so if we cut that cable, that bit turns off. The issue is that... You have maybe 50% accuracy as to what you're turning off.
So,
because you have to trace the wiring through, you know, 50 kilometres of wiring.
It's a relatively basic system in that the wires go to the place where the thing's affected, but the problem is that this whole place is basically a big circuit diagram, and so following the wires along, I might be, for instance, turning off the air filters.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, that. So let's maybe just leave the system functioning as it is.
Fair enough.
I went to look down the chute at Scrog.
Oh, okay, cool. So, things that you find in the chute immediately.
Right, to be clear, I think Helen is looking for Scrog, who went under the table, not down the chute.
Are you looking down the chute?
Oh,
or are you
did
looking
he go
for
under
Scrog?
The table?
Scrog has gone under the table. The chute is underneath the chair.
Oh, okay. No, I was looking for Scrog because he was making clanking noises.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And I wanted to make sure he was okay.
No, that's fine. You just see a cobalt tail just thrashing a while randomly. Scrog seems like happy as Larry under there.
What are you doing?
Fixing. Sounds a lot like breaking.
Languages, is Scrog now using English?
No. Or Scrog only speaks Draconic.
That is a very, very, very valid...
Scrog only spoke Draconic.
Yeah.
Understood Japanese, I thought.
Yeah.
Those are both accurate statements. I need to retcon that. That's a good point. Scrog wouldn't know what you were saying. That's a really valid point. Good catch.
Okay.
Scrog is just like... Scrog. Scrog.
As he sort of like taps on the table to get his attention.
There's a beat. Scrog then repeats the rhythm back to you from underneath the table. Scrog, ting, ting. Scrog, ting, ting.
As he goes around to try and like get eye contact with Scrog.
Okay, cool. You see a single kind of beady, dragony eye looking at you.
She does a thumbs up.
It winks. Scrap,
okay,
tink,
she's
tink,
satisfied
wink.
With that. She will leave.
Scrap, tink, tink, wink.
Scrap, I just, in Japanese, are you available for an internship anytime? I just really appreciate your can-do attitude.
Oh,
a large cog is thrown out from underneath the table and just skitters across the floor towards you.
It's a paid internship.
Another piece just flies out from underneath. In
what is Scrap doing? I'm assuming they know the system well enough for that to be useful, but what are they doing?
I can't talk to him.
Scrap, what are you doing?
Fixing.
Says he's fixing.
What?
Maybe he shouldn't be fixing it.
I mean, more than a one-word answer would be amazing, given we're in the middle of an evil lair.
What are you fixing, Scrark?
Table.
What about it?
It's too much. Too much table.
It's not helping very much, I say to Zolf.
In Japanese again, is there any way that I can help, buddy?
He says he's fixing the table because there's too much of it.
That makes absolutely no sense.
There's a sudden... like grinding mechanisms and something. A seemingly hidden iris mechanism in the middle of the table opens, and then a juddery platform slides into place, and the sides of the table judder downwards in two places, making steps. Scrot climbs out.
So that's what he was doing. Very useful.
Good work, Scrot.
Too much table.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I did a quick sweep of the study area over there earlier, but I never looked through the kitchen or the bedroom bits. There might still be useful stuff here, but I don't know how much time it's worth spending searching.
Let's have a quick look just in case. I'll take the kitchen.
I'll take the bedroom.
Yeah, I would like to see how long the bedroom has been abandoned.
That's fine.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start with the kitchen first.
So that's a 25.
The kitchen is fully stocked. Like, silly stocked, like cans to the ceiling kind of stocked.
Prepper stocked.
It's prepper stocked, and anything that can be spoiled is. This has been prepped to the eyeballs and then left for a while.
I'm going to take some stuff that isn't spoiled because we haven't eaten in a while, and I have a bag of holding.
There are literally, like, cans. I'm not even exaggerating by using the word can. There are cans there.
I just womp some in the bag.
Yep, that's fine.
I've got a 23 for the bedroom.
For the bedroom. The bedroom was a mess. In terms of how long it's been left, it's really hard to tell because there is no dust in this room of any kind. Like, it's basically, like, to all intents and purposes, seems to be hermetically sealed, climate-controlled. So you know it's been empty. This concludes the things that you can think. There is a book on a bedside table beside the bed, has a bookmark three quarters of the way through.
I opened the book.
It appears to be a Harrison Campbell novel. One of the early...
I take the Harrison Campbell novel.
One of the early ones. Yes, it is a Japanese printing.
Still taking it.
Mm. Collector's item.
Yeah, could be a first edition.
You notice...
Oh, I'd know.
So you haven't read all of... Like, you've read as much as Zolf could really give you in that time. You... don't recognise this one specifically for what it's worth. Hasn't come up.
Okay.
It's got a very elaborate, like, swashbuckly cover. Like, you know, big flamboyant hat and a rapier and ha-ha!
Okay.
Kind of piratey style.
Okay. I've got, can I show it to Zolf? I want to see, like, look what I found.
Oh, that's in the eye of your love.
So, it's a rarer printing. It got released... you know it got released in Japan. Like, you get all this for free. In fact, I'd like to now add a skill to your sheet, please.
Knowledge Harrison Campbell.
You have a flat plus 10 modifier.
This massive skill list does not have a blank knowledge.
Of course it doesn't.
You know what? Craft Harrison Campbell.
I can have two professions, know how to perform in two different ways, and craft three different things, but I can't know something that's
not
on the list.
Well, then it's fine. It's profession Harrison Campbell fan.
Yeah, okay.
No, profession secret head of the Harrison Campbell fan club.
Secret?
No.
I think they just call them Harry fans.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So, genuinely, it is...
Good Harry sons.
It's one of the...
Sons of Harry.
It's amongst those in the know, it's known as one of the lesser Campbells. It's one of his earlier works where he hadn't really found his way into sort of the romance thing. His earlier works are very kind of high adventure, swashbuckly. So it's like, I'm a pirate. They mostly had the criticism of being all... adventure and nothing else. Like, they read a little bit like, and then he captured the boat, and then he took the boat to the island, and then he got the treasure, but the treasure was haunted, so he fought the ghost, and then they got back on the boat, but the boat was haunted. Like, he just
so he writes like a breathless 8-year-old.
Yeah, like, it's one of his
sounds
earliest...
Sounds amazing.
It's one of his earliest works, did very well in Japan, didn't do very well in Western Europe.
Right.
When do you think it would have been...
It's at least 6 years old.
Oh.
That.
I would like to... finish exploring the study. I explored it earlier, under duress, in a rush. Now I've got a bit more time while they chat.
Can you give me the perception check, please?
28.
28.
No, 29. My bonus increased.
29 on the study itself. In ascending order of importance, because that's the most tense one, you find some more paperwork to do with the complex itself. And to do with the pipe organ, as we'll keep calling it, definitely the nerve centre of this place. It's genuinely too complex for you to parse. It would take a long time for you to even begin really decoding it. Even Cell, there's just too much.
Yeah,
it's basically complete blueprints for this place.
Briefly show it to Cell, stuff it in a bag of holding for later.
You see, amongst the blueprints, like, I'm just going to give you this for free, you see it's very clear that you are currently stood atop an active geothermal vent. Like, it's very obvious. Mm-hmm. This complex extends a very large amount down. Mm. And appears to have large amounts of livestock storage underneath this room. Mm. So it goes thermal vent, livestock storage, this room. You see that there are significant tunnel systems attached to this place that are, like, part of the... Like, there are a lot of mapping of tunnels, but it's silly complicated. They appear natural, but you're no expert. And then last but not least, you do find a diary. Like, it's clearly a diary. It has dates. It's done, like, at a first glance, it's done in a very, very neat Japanese. Bordering on, like, you know when people can get stupid calligraphy where it's, like, ruler straight and everything's perfectly aligned and it reads more like...
So, I can't read this, but, oh my God, I think it might be Sharon's diary.
Oh my gosh. I always wondered if he was into me.
I'm going to use that as an out. It's a good out. We'll find out next week whether Showin was into you or not.
Truly the worst cliffhanger the show has ever
had. But it's a lot, you know? Why are you so
I met this cool alchemist, but I hate them. They're rubbish. But I just can't stop thinking about them.
The secret diary of Shida Showin, age 47 and three quarters.
I love the fact that we've spent an entire episode in a room and basically the feedback I've gotten is, it's a bit much, isn't it? A lot going on. Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
If you're out of Lay on Hands, you're also out of Channel Positive Energy because paladins use two uses of Lay on Hands to channel positive energy. Unless you have a thing...
That's not in the book!
There's
a stupid book, Ben!
Preaching to the choir, Helen! You are preaching to the choir!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here. The voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.